وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazim Ali.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani lain rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and today's topic is the continuation of our topic, human rights. So far we have discussed that the term is an abstract term. We've mentioned the minimum and the maximum approach of it. We mentioned that the roots of this human rights lies in the natural rights, and the natural rights depend on the natural laws. And we mentioned about how Hobbes have an opinion about natural law, and he reverts this to obedience towards the sovereign. And Hugo also reverts this to the obedience of the sovereign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that all human beings need to have a wali, a guardian, a mawla. However, John Locke brought down this sovereign authority to a ruler of the state and says that if the ruler of the state is not upholding the human rights, the people of the state has the right to overthrow the ruler and establish a new state. We also looked at the United States Declaration of Independence, which was written in 1776, and we were talking about a couple of important elements there. One of them was the fact that some of the points mentioned are self-evident, one of them being created equal, and the other one being the endowment of certain rights which are granted to man, that is life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We mentioned that being created equal means that in the eyes of people, a person, as long as they are human beings, they have no problem with that. These rights are assigned to you. And similarly, we mentioned that Islam holds the same opinion, where Islam says that as long as you're a human being, these rights are granted to you. And in the eyes of Islam, as long as you're a human being, you're all equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it you're a man or a woman or a child or old or young, it doesn't matter. As long as you're human beings, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all are equal. The color doesn't matter. The riches doesn't matter. The status doesn't matter. What matters is the piety of the person. And the piety decides who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's take the discussion a little further, and now let's ask some important questions here. When did man felt the need for human rights? If you go back and look into the history, you will see that man felt the need for human rights after Renaissance, after French Revolution, which is just about 1500 or almost 1500 years after Jesus Christ, close to 16th century, 17th century. This is where they actually started feeling the necessity of human rights. However, look at Islam. Look at Islam, that since when did Islam spoke and talked about these human rights? These human rights existed in Islam right from the beginning, right from the creation, right from the first creation that was Janabi Adam alayhi salam. The human rights endowed upon man in Islam starts from the advent of life, where Janabi Adam alayhi salam was given the right to life, the right to choose. And when Adam alayhi salam was sent to earth, there was right for justice and justful behavior towards others. And these human rights kept building upon as the religions progressed from Adam alayhi salam to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and finally to our own Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
these human rights, when it started with Adam alayhi salam, they were at their minimal level because the number of people existing were less. And as the population kept growing, these human rights also kept growing from being very simple to being very advanced and very complex and detailed human rights. Let's look at some of the verses from the Holy Quran. You can see chapter number 5, verse number 32, that is Surah Maida, and verse number 32, which says that if you kill a man, it's like you have murdered the whole humanity, which shows that the emphasis that Islam lays upon the life of human being, the emphasis that Islam has upon the importance of life for human being is so immense that it says that if you kill one person, it's like killing the whole humanity. So much so that Islam says that even when you are involved and busy offering and performing your wajibat, and if your life is endangered, you're allowed to break your wajibat, leave your wajibat and protect yourself and save your life. For example, you're offering namaz, and suddenly there's an earthquake, the building is about to collapse, you're allowed to break your namaz, go out and save yourself. Or even save your property. Let's say you're offering namaz and you left your phone on the ground and you see someone walk in, take your phone, rob your phone and run away. You're allowed to break your namaz, run after the person and protect your property. So Islam emphasizes and lays a lot of importance on the life of people. Islam also says that the most dear among you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one with the highest piety, meaning your color, your riches, race, tribe, being Arab or non-Arab, being master or slave, doesn't matter. From the point of view of being human, all are equal. But what matters is your piety. The way Islam views human being is not just from the materialistic point of view that man has a body. But Islam looks at man from a multiple or multidimensional aspect, that man has a body and soul. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. This is Surah 13, verse number 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created man in the best form. Meaning that we gave him body, we gave him soul, we gave him rights, we gave him the right to live, we gave him the right to choose, we gave him free will. And with the help of this free will, man can ascend to great heights. Man can ascend to the heights of being better than the angels. Man can ascend to the heights of greatest proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, because of the free will, the man can choose not to follow the guidelines of Islam, not to follow the guidelines of human rights prescribed by Islam, and perform and indulge in activities which will take away the human rights of himself and others, and eventually lead himself into being lesser than human, where Quran points out and says that these people are like kal an'am bal adallu minhum, meaning that they are like animals and worse than them. Inshallah, we will continue from here in our next episode. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. Of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.